10th parak Ksuvas Mishnah Aleph. Mishahoyu Nosir Shtei Noshim Umeis. The person was married to two women and he died, and each one had a Ksuva. Now they both want to collect the Ksuva. Who gets first rights? Mishoyin Akademis Lishnia. The first one, since it was written earlier, the Sheba, the lien on the property, took place before the second one, and therefore the first one has the first right to collect from the property. If there's anything left, the second one gets it. Yoshir Yishayna Kodimim Liyoshir Shnia. And so too, if his wife died, then her Yoshim also come before the Yoshim of the second one, because, as we say, they are collecting with the power of that document that was written earlier. Yeah. Yeah. It says that this is talking about a case that the mother has to swear that she didn't get anything from the ksuva. If she didn't swear and she died, then we have a problem that they inherited money that the mother had to swear in order to get, and that's a problem. So in such a case, that family would not have ketiva. But kopanim, when we do not have these extra problems, and both have a power to collect, so the yoshim, the first one, coming before the yoshim, the second one. Nazir Rishayna Umeiso. He married the first one and she died, so she doesn't get a ksuva, but there's a concept of ksuvas b'nin dichin, that her sons will eventually inherit the ksuva when the husband dies. But right now, she died before the husband. But nasa shniya umesu, second one, married, and the husband died. So basically, now the husband is dead, and from the first marriage, she doesn't owe a ksuva because his wife died first, but he does owe the ksuva's b'nin dichin, the ksuva to her sons. And the second one, he owes the ksuva itself. And here we say, Shniya v'yosher kodin liyosher yishayna. The second one's come before. Why? Because in respect to the ksuva, he's a bal chayv, he owes money to her, he made an agreement. Whereas the first one, ksuva's bin dichin, is not considered a chayv. It's treated as yerusha. But the way we split up these yerusha is in a fashion that the yoshim, the sons of that wife, get an extra chelik of the yerusha, which is the value of her ksuva. So since at the time of his death, he's a choyv to the second one, and there's the schus yerusha to the first children, the second one comes first, because first he has to pay off his choyvus, and then we split up the yerusha.